to the south of Gushu, 18 ri off the shore, there is an island called Tanegashima. My forebears have lived there for generations. According to a legend from ancient times, the name Tanegashima, the Seed Island, is derived from the fact that the number of inhabitants, in spite of the smallness of the island, has grown and prospered like seeds, which, once planted, grow and produce new seeds without number. Some years ago, in the Tenbun era, on the 25th day of the 8th month in the autumn of the Mizunoto Yu, a big ship had arrived at dawn at Nishimura Bay. No one knew from what country it came. There were some 100 people on board. Among them, there were those whose physical features differed from ours, and whose language was not understood. Those who saw them found them strange. Among them was a scholar from Great Ming China. His personal name was Goho, but now nothing is surely known about his family name. The chieftain of Nishimura at the time was Oribenojo, who knew written Chinese well. By chance meeting with Goho, he conversed with him by writing in the sand with a stick. He wrote, "We do not know what country these people on board come from. They look strange, do they not? They are traders from among the southwestern barbarians. They have some knowledge of the relationship between superior and inferior, but otherwise they do not know about property. Therefore, when they drink, they do not use cups, and when they eat, they use their fingers and not chopsticks as we do. They show their feelings without any self-control, and they do not know the written script or the use of it. Such traders are in the habit of roving from place to place, bartering things which they have for those that they do not have. They are not very strange, and are withal quite harmless." Thanks. Then Oribenojo wrote, "13 ri from here is a seaport called Akogi, where the family whom I serve has lived for generations. The population of the seaport consists of several thousands of rich and prosperous households. Merchants from the south and traders from the north go back and forth there as continuously as the shuttle on a loom. Now, being anchored there, although it is not a deep port, is far better than here, since the port is sheltered and calm. When the report of the foreign ship was made to my grandfather, Shigetoki, and my father, Tokitaka, Tokitaka dispatched tens of boats to fetch the ship to Akogi, where it arrived 2 days later on the 27th day, the Tsuchinoto day." Visiting the port at that time was a monk, Chu Shuso, a disciple of Ryugen in Nishu. Desirous of learning the wonders of the one-vehicle lotus gospel, he was staying temporarily at the port. He was well-versed in the Chinese classics and known for his agility with the brush. He happened to meet Goho, and they conversed in writing, and Goho felt too that he had found a true friend in a foreign land. There were two leaders among the traders, the one called Murashukusha and the other Kirishita Demota. They had in their possession an object which was about 2 or 3 shaku in length. As for its shape, it was straight on the outside with a passage inside and made of a heavy substance. Even though its inside was hollow, its bottom end was closed. There was an aperture in its side through which fire was applied. Its shape could not be compared with anything else. When used, some mysterious medicine powder was put in it and a small lead pellet was added. At first, a small white target was set upon a bank. When it was discharged, the man gripped the object with one hand, straightened his posture, and squinted with one eye. When thereupon fire issued from the opening, the pellet always hit the target squarely. The explosion seemed like lightning, and the sound like rolling thunder. All bystanders covered their ears. Setting up a small target is like placing a swan target in archery. One shot from this object can make a mountain of silver crumble and break through a wall of iron. Someone with aggression in mind towards a neighboring country would lose his life instantly when hit. Needless to say, this also holds for the deer that ravaged the rice just planted. The many ways this object can be used in the world cannot possibly be counted. On seeing it, Lord Tokitaka thought it was the wonder of wonders. At first, people did not know what to call it, nor exactly what it was used for. At last, people called it Teppo, firearm, but it was not known whether it was named by the Ming Chinese or by people on our island. One day, Tokitaka said to the two barbarians by means of double interpretation, "I do not think that I am able, but I would like to learn to shoot it." The two barbarians, also using double interpretation, answered, "If you, Lord, would like to shoot it, we would love to teach you all its secrets." Tokitaka said, "Can I really learn its secrets?" The barbarian said, "The secrets lie only in rectifying your heart and in squinting one eye." Tokitaka said, "As for rectifying the heart, the ancient sages taught people how to do it, and I have learnt it. If generally one does not follow the principle under heaven in action, movement and rest, one will necessarily end up in error. What you mean with rectifying the heart, however, is perhaps something different. If you squint with one eye, you will not be able to see what is far away. Why should one therefore squint with one eye?" The barbarians responded, "This is where concentration comes in and is necessary. When concentrating, a long vision is not necessary. Closing one eye does not mean that one cannot see clearly, but that one is concentrating and wishes to hit what is far away. This is what you should consider, Lord." Delighted, Tokitaka said, "That corresponds to what Lao Tzu said, to see what is small clearly, that is called clarity." That year, the day of the festival, the ninth day of the ninth month, fell on the Kanoto Day, and this day was chosen as the lucky day to shoot the musket. For trial, the wondrous powder and pellet were put into the barrel. A small target was set up 100 steps away, and lo and behold, the target was hit, almost in dead center. People were at first startled, then they became frightened. In the end, however, people said in unison, "We would like to learn." Regardless of the high price, Tokitaka purchased 2 teppo from the barbarians and kept them as precious treasures in his house. As for the art of grinding and mixing the wondrous medicine, Tokitaka had his retainer, Sasakawa Koshiru, learn it. Tokitaka practiced shooting incessantly from morning to evening. As a result, he was able to convert the misses of his earlier attempts into hits. 100 hits out of 100 shots. Tokitaka's interest in the weapon was so enthusiastic that he had a number of iron workers examine and study it carefully. Through months and over seasons, they worked with the objective of producing a new musket. The form of the new weapon was much like the foreign original, but the workers could not figure out how to close the bottom end of the barrel. Tokitaka's interest lay neither in the wooden stock nor in the ornament, but in the way that the weapon could be put to use at times of war. Therefore, his retainers far and near practiced with it, and there were many among them who could score 100 hits out of 100 shots. Now, more than 60 years have gone since this object came to our land. There are some grey-haired people who still remember the event clearly. This could happen because our lord, Tokitaka, procured the two teppo from the above-mentioned barbarians and learned to use them. The first shot from them reverberated through the 60 provinces of our country. Moreover, it was Lord Tokitaka who made iron workers learn the technique of their manufacture and made it possible for it to spread over the entire country. In ancient times, people chose the simile of one seed growing and becoming new seeds without number, and so our island was called Tanegashima. Now, it has been the first seed in the same manner. The people of old said, if the virtuous achievements of the forebears are not made clear to the world, the descendants are to blame. For this reason, we have written this record.